So, for example, it helped me understand the complex memory work that waitresses, waiters in restaurants are able to do, especially in, you know, these big chains that have the rushes at breakfast and lunch where you see these folks just zooming through places. And they always seem, the good ones seem to, you know, they know who gets the fried shrimp. They know who gets the chef's salad. They know who gets that omelet. So they're remembering that stuff.
Well, I'm going to go back and get your strawberries, okay?
All right, thanks.
Here's the grilled cheese burrito. That's yours. Yeah.
They're remembering things about what the regulars like or don't like.
Sounds good. You want some drinks?
So all the memory work, and then all of the play of attention and vigilance, the constant kind of scanning of the workspace.
Ketchup right now looks like you need. There's a soup spoon.
Who needs what? What's going on? Somebody dropped a fork. Somebody else is waving. Oops, the manager's seating some new people over there. Oops, you know what? It's taken too long for that shrimp plate to come out. I better check on that. So there's all that kind of stuff going on. When you watch a waitress at rush hour, they seem so economical. They're zooming through the place, but they're not missing a lick.
Okay, guys, now you're on your own.
What's going on is that they're prioritizing on the fly the different things they have to do. If you don't cluster these tasks together, you're going to run yourself ragged. And so there's a real efficiency that emerges in the middle of the action on the fly.
Okay, and thank you.